STHS Highlighting Substance Use Disorder, September 28. Mega Doctor News. A critical public health challenge in the United States that affects individuals, families, and communities, substance use disorder, SUD, is on the rise across the country. During the 10-year period from 2013 to 2023, the prevalence of SUD increased from 8.2% to 17.1%, according to the National Survey on Drug Use and Health, NSDUH. In 2024, nearly 17% of the U.S. population aged 12 or older, about 48.4 million people, had a substance use disorder, according to the National Center for Drug Abuse Statistics, NCDAS. A problematic pattern of substance use that affects your health and well-being, SUD can range from mild to severe. Addiction, with alcohol, opioids, and marijuana among the most misused. Substances change how your brain functions over time, affecting behavior and leading to an inability to control the use of legal or illegal drugs or medicines, says Alberto Guerrero, a licensed chemical dependency counselor with South Texas Health System Behavioral. They release dopamine, a chemical in your brain that makes you feel good, until the substance wears off. Your brain and body want to continue that good feeling, even if it's unhealthy. Over time, substance use disorder can result in damage to vital organs, including the liver, heart, and lungs, leading to an increased risk of cardiovascular problems, various cancers, and chronic and infectious diseases. Chronic substance use can alter the brain's structure and function, especially in young users whose brains are still developing, leading to cognitive impairment, says Guerrero. That damage can result in difficulties with learning, memory, concentration, and impulse control. SUD can also impact an individual's mental health as the substance alters the brain's reward and stress systems, contributing to negative emotional states and an increased risk of co-occurring disorders like depression and anxiety. Beyond the impact on an individual's physical and mental health, SUD can result in social and behavioral changes that can result in relationship problems, work or school issues, and legal and financial troubles, as well as risky behaviors, suicidal ideation, and the life-threatening risk of overdose, says Guerrero. That's why it's important to understand the risks and harms associated with alcohol or drug use. It can help you stay safe and reduce harm to yourself and others. To help Rio Grande Valley residents understand the dangers of substance use disorder, South Texas Health System will dedicate the latest episode of its monthly South Texas Healthy Living television program to the mental health condition. Broadcast live on Sunday, September 28, 2025, at 9 a.m. on KVEO-TV NBC 23. The program will feature a sit-down interview with Guerrero on the early warning signs and symptoms of substance use disorder, the complications associated with the mental health condition, and the treatment options available to help individuals recover from SUD. Additionally, STHS System Director of Marketing and Public Relations and South Texas Healthy Living host Tom Castaneda sits down with James Echeverria, the popular Texas radio personality better known as Rock and Roll James, for a conversation about his battle with substance use disorder and the difficult road to addiction recovery, improved health and well-being, and healing. The program will also feature a special cooking segment led by Patrick Woodin, South Texas Health System McAllen's Director of Dietary and Nutrition Services, a demonstration of beneficial exercises for individuals in addiction recovery with a member of the STHS McAllen Rehabilitation Services team, and important strategies for preventing substance use disorder. There's no denying the importance of education when it comes to preventing substance use disorders. By increasing awareness about the dangers, consequences, and realities of substance use, including the impact substance misuse can have on an individual, their family, and the community, individuals will hopefully be more empowered to make informed and healthy choices, says Castaneda. While there's no guaranteed way to prevent someone from abusing drugs and alcohol, there are things that everyone can do to prevent substance abuse. So, in this latest episode of South Texas Healthy Living, we'll provide essential education and important strategies like strengthening resiliency and self-efficacy to help reduce the risk of substance use disorder and overcome substance misuse. It's all about helping our community get healthy and stay healthy. To better understand substance use disorder and the long-term journey of recovery and healing, don't miss the latest episode of South Texas Healthy Living on Sunday, September 28 at 9 a.m. on KVEO-TV NBC 23. To watch previous episodes of South Texas Healthy Living and the system's South Texas Health Updates, 1-minute videos offering education on various health issues, visit South Texas Health System's Medical Minute page on valleycentral.com.